terms of, just one second, I'm going to get Arsig, and we'll get back to the Arsig. Somebody was on vacation, and by the vacation, they left their calendar at home, and they weren't sure, in terms of the calendar, is tonight the Yom HaVest or not. They couldn't remember. And they didn't know what to do. Whether are they Mutter or are they Aser? Maybe tonight is the Yom HaVest, maybe tonight is not the Yom HaVest. So, Hechi Donu Lahai, Dina, or not. What do you say? So somebody said, which I heard somebody even said, I don't know, whatever, I don't know who this somebody is, that Vest is Darabon and Safi Darabon Lakula, and therefore you're able to go ahead and be Mikel, because Vest is Darabon and therefore you can Safi Darabon Lakula. What do I say?
Mikel with what? Tashmish?
Whatever you want, Vest is Darabon and Safi Darabon Lakula. Why not Tashmish? Vest is Darabon and we pass again. We pass like the Shach. We said, right person not like the Shach, not like the Nadi Behuja, that's the right. So, but best even the whole thing is Darabon. Not like that Ray that the priest is Daraisa, represents Darabon. Some Darabon like, and therefore they're going to be. So, Sen is making a very big face.
We discussed this.
What? Did you make a face?
It's regular.
But you, do you agree with that? Some Darabon like, I don't. Why didn't you agree, Yazi?
I agree.
It's a certain idea. It's a certain idea. And it's a dash item. It's written down. It's right over there. And therefore,
they're at home. They're 4 hours away.
Who cares? So say that. That's not the fact that I don't have access right now to my calendar. That can be mad to you. If you lost it, it doesn't exist. As we said last time, maybe because it doesn't exist. Here it exists. What say? No, that's called whatever. Here. You have it. Here you have it. It's at home, and therefore there's no way in the world. That's not a chesaron idea when the idea exists in the world, and you just don't want to go get it. For example, let's say it's a very important information which you left, you forgot at home, and you needed to find out that information. So you might send your sister to find out some type of information if you need it.
It's on your phone and it's.
What do you say? It's the same thing. That's like just a concern you do. And it exists.
It's not
actually right now, but that it's not. That's not called that. Exists. What do you say? What? The fact that it exists, that's just called a chesaron yidia, and the way you can't be made. Okay, fine. I'll come on. Back up
again.
In terms of, you have to be private, stomach of the vest, how much is the vest? In the past, this should come out of the sugya, like it says in the Beis Yosef, that when you're perished on the Yom HaVest, so then you have to perish just those hours, whatever the vest is, the vest day, you perish those during the day, and the vest at night, you're perish at night. And that's what the past is. So it's like in the Beis Yosef. There's a rule, came along, this is the lesson of Lagun and Linoig, that we're also going to be machmer to. We're not going to be machmer, they have to be pirish. Regilin lifresh samach levesachav dalat shayis, you have to be pirish 24 hours. Regilin to be yoyim pirish menachal, say yoyim velayla shalafanav, and regilin it's velayla pirish menachal, velayla yoyim shalafanav. The minig is regilin lifresh that to do 24 hours, and that's done. So the Beis Yosef says, okay, that's connected to Gemara. Doesn't see why in the world one should go ahead and So in terms of answering the actual Gemara, the Shach went to the Kusa Kesa, says that the Gemara which says you have to do Aina is somewhere where you have a vest, let's say during the hour. You see every time at 2 o'clock. So then the vest is 2 o'clock. So Samach LeVest would be that whole Aina. I'm thinking a lady who is not, doesn't have a set time, you see sometimes it's 2 o'clock, sometimes 4 o'clock, sometimes it's 6 o'clock, sometimes it's 1 o'clock, then the whole vest is your aina. Being your whole vest is your aina, so therefore the samach levest is going to be the time before. Therefore he says it's not mukach from the Gemara, not like the Arzurua, and the Arzurua understood the Gemara that the vest, the Gemara is where you mamash have a vest, mamash l'sha, then the samach levest is around that. I'm thinking if you see all different times during the day, then that's not going to be, the vest is going to be the whole day, being that the vest is the whole day, so therefore you have to be pirish this man before. Like upon him, most of the freshmen understood that basically said it's connected, that the Arzur is connected to Gemara. Like basically says, the Gemara sounds like that. Nifra says you don't have to be choshish. The Bach approach to Arzur is that the Arzur is just a chumra. What's the Sibis HaDavar, why we're making for it? It says, can't really know if Chumra Arzur in Savak Kacha is called Bialim Pias Kainim, that there was a Kabbalah, Ishmi Pish, Pias Kainim, this is the correct thing to do. What's the Pshat in the Chumra? So the Bach says it's very interesting. So the Pshat in the Chumra is that maybe you're going to see in the morning, around Alois time, and the person's going to get mixed up. Maybe really it's before Alois, or Nates. We see what Alois Nates, what the Teshman is. This is for Nates, and he thinks it's going to be after Nates. So he's going to think really his vest is during the day. Really, so before Nates, and his vest is during the night. So being a person can get mixed up, so therefore the minig was to be machmer to put another vest. Same thing at night. You see around Shkia time. So the person will see a minute after Shkia. He's going to think that really it was before Shkia. So he's going to mess up and make his mana vest during the day. Really, if you saw after Shkia, his mana vest is during the night. So being a person can make a mistake. Therefore, that was the reason why the minute Klai saw was to go ahead and be back. Now, the back is very interesting. It's a little bit different than the Arzur inside. Going to the back. If you see close to Shkia, what's the problem in the back? What's the mistake you're going to make? Maybe really you saw after Shkia, and you're going to be doing the Prisha during the day before Shkia. Therefore, because of that, came on the back. The minhag was to be purged 24 hours. If you're going to do the Arzurua, the way the Arzurua says inside, the way the classical way the Arzurua is learned. So come out. If you see during the day, the guy thinks he really saw a night, he saw during the day. What's he going to be purged? 12 hours before that. So how do you get around your problem?
Why would he make this a mistake? I think he didn't see.
No, he saw. He saw at 7:24. Now Shkia now is 7:22. He thought that Shkia was 7:26, or he thought he saw at 7:26, or his clock was off. And therefore, he really thought that he saw during the day, but he really saw at night. He just got mixed up, whether what time Shkia was, or the old days also, they didn't have like watches and clocks and things down to the second, everything was. Basically. So therefore, he might really see a night. He thinks he sees during the day. So if he can be purged 12 hours beforehand, so he's just not going to get anything. So he can do the day and he can do the night beforehand. Might as well for the time afterwards. The Bach is a really different approach to the Arzura. He's saying you always have to do 24 hours around the time I see. I see in the morning, I see around the lights time, I have to do the day and the night. If I see close to Shkia, I'm going to have to do the night after and that day. Because if you do it, what? The night after, because otherwise you're not gaining anything. You always have to do 24 hours around the time which you see, and that's the way, then, you know, that's the way you can do it. Now, what happens if you do a chatzais? I don't know. See, if you see a b'diyuk chatzais, do you do lakan or lakan? I don't know. I imagine Al-Tloy Plug would say, if it's 12:01, you got to do that day and the night. If it's 11:59, you go backwards.
What would you do in the case of Chashid Bach?
I said, who said that? He was closest with that, I'm saying. But, you know, so the back is a little different to the classical approach of, that classical approach of the Arzurua. The Sheva Levi and Tshuva Beis Ayin's approach to the Arzurua was that the reason why it's a Chumra Shaloyim and Adin, what's behind the Chumra Shaloyim and Adin? Because it says rave times people see during the day. And therefore, if you wouldn't have the Arzurua, people would forget about Vestas, because it'll come out the night before you're going to be Mutter. Tasha Mita, the Gemara says, supposed to be done at night, but not done during the day. So it won't be, people will forget about what Vestas are, because being that Rui Riyas are during the day, therefore people, and you're not going to end up being Pirish at all. So therefore, because of that, the meaning was, Shalei Tishkach Teres Vestas, therefore they were Nuyig to add on another vest, and they were added on to do it during the night, and that's the pshat in the chumra. Another possible approach could be that's dumb. Yard chusul olam, ladies are not as kavua anymore in terms of the vestas. In olden days, it was very kavua. Nowadays, not as kavua. So it could be they fashtay the chumra came from that. We see the darker a lot of times. He should see a little bit earlier. If she'd be like healthy, she'd wait to her amount of vest. Being that it's weaker, so therefore maybe. she might him her vest, and therefore that's the pshat in the chumra of the zeruah. So this is the second we're holding so far. Beis Yosef says, the Pashas Gemar says, dafka, that, oh, you know, you didn't have to do anything else beforehand. The zeruah came along, said, noigin, to be machimer, to do the time before. The approach to that is maybe like the bach, because you got mixed up, and the bach is going to be 24 hours, not important, around where it is. We have maybe a different mahalach, the pshat is that shleik tishkak towards the vestas, that could be another approach, that could be another approach, and maybe that's darkei for ladies to do it earlier, and that's a different approach. We've been a vrum in a har, and vrum is not based on the but it sounds like it's a little more mikra din. Our zeruah maybe understood it more like the nekudas hakesem, because the kesem is still more saying that if you have a vest, so then you have to prepare a samach vest. If your vest is 2 o'clock, you have to do the whole aino. That's what Gemara is talking about. If the vest is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you have to prepare even the vest day 4. So how do you possibly negate the zeruah, which is, I got to show it twice this week, that the lel aina is on the, or the lel mikvah is on the zeruah. How that happened? One of two ways. It can happen because of, mainly, both of them were because of pills, basically. It's on pills, and the system got messed up, and therefore, the law mikveh is on the time of the har zeruah. So we'll discuss with Dav Dam as long as well, you have to give us bachalim pills. We'll get there, Mitzvah Hashem. But by the time, just to go for the actual shayla, you know, if the yom of our zeruah is on the law mikveh, how are we going to down it? It depends on how we paskin. So we have the zeruah. The Beis Yosef says that you should not be noig the chumra. It's kind of good. It says ein tam. Sure, it's from a very strong words. There's no reason and sure to these things. So you're more forced to realize them. The correct cuts of agar al tivay or zeruah shchum yaseru. That agar already says it's a chumra yaseru, and you do not have to go ahead and be machmer. In the shulchan aruch, so the mechaber doesn't bring down the chumra or zeruah. The mechaber just says. You have to just go ahead and do. You have to go ahead and do one oina, and it doesn't say anything about more than one oina. The Ramah is not chiluk on that. The Ramah also seems to agree on it. Taz's opinion is like the Taz. Tumur la machmer amashu first with hamalakula. It's a very strange, weird thing to do. The machmer is something which says before shakula. A fat vests are abundant to be machmer, which says the fairy shakula. It's a very tumuradika thing to be machmer. The shach, on the other hand, is miyashiv the arzurua, the gamma bach. He says the yerushimayim is noig the arzurua, gamma gashaydura, heavy dear of the arzurua maskan. He says between yerushimayim, one should go ahead and be machmer with the arzurua. So we get to welcome the Lachal Ma'itz. We have the Beis Yosef, we have the Mechaber, the Ramah. Taz saying it's like a crazy thing to be Machmer. Maybe the Shach, maybe saying maybe your Shemayim should go ahead and be Machmer. So this is a safer word you wanted to write about on a Chesnida, and he wrote that you have to keep the Chazan, you have to keep the Arzuruah. The Chazan said the name. You can't write that you have to keep the Arzuruah. So the Arzuruah is a Chumra Lebnei Torah. That's the Gnosis of Yisra. It's Mekar Din, it's Mutter. Something which is Yor Yishamayim, it's a Chumra for Bnei Torah. It's not something which you have to make right in Mekar Din. It's not something which like he says, Mekar Din. And it's going to be a Chumra for.
What is
a Chumra? It's like a Chumra for Bnei Torah. So Bnei Gael, Lechel Maisa, Bnei Gael, the Arzurua. So. It's a chumra b'nei Torah. It's something which b'nei Torah, b'nei Eliyah, definitely. It's a chumra b'nei Torah, and definitely one, you know, definitely wants to keep. It definitely is much more popular chumra than maybe in the Chazanish days, you know, back in the 1950s. It's much more accepted chumra nowadays, pretty much more widespread in terms of what's done. There was a certain sale which came out maybe 10, 15 years ago, which they say, well, look, Abba's maker, Ramah's maker, Taz's maker, you know, made a long list of clothes, and therefore, like, Mechitesa, you know, Mechitesa. And within 48 hours, he got called in from the Badats and said he has to recall his safer, otherwise they're putting him in Mechayrim. And I think they put him in Mechayrim. I don't know, I don't remember exactly. What?
In the
neighborhood? But, no, I did not do that. So, you know, definitely is, I guess, more wily, you know, wily. Wiley. Except this man is a bevaiter. You have to remember, it's betor chumra. It's not maker. Therefore, back to the case of when the lel mikveh is going to be on the Zman of the Arzura, Pashir or Bar, then we're going to be Mekum. Let's just say Chumrah, and therefore the Mekum, the Lamek are going to be Mekum. A writer. You have to be, like we always said, you have to make sure she's not standing and use your common sense. But to make her din, it's going to.
In the case where they left the calendar at home and it was Arzura.
When a person goes, he says, Mishtaikakas Labaila, therefore, Bemakim Yitzel Derech, also, the Mimakim to be Makel for Yitzel Derech. Shanu Shane, any different in Hagim, copy Shanu Shane. I've heard that by the Shalim Yid and Lam, they say Shanu Shane can Mikkel Zain, that Shanu Shane that Makel different. It's Bemakim Serech and Makel on the Arzurua. Yeah, obviously, if. And it's a right. The figure that is the mutus mechamim from the Torah. It's a shaila of shikla das. Kids, say anytime you get an arzur shaila past 11 o'clock, that means it's mutter. It might go like that. Now the guy's calling the rav to find out is the arzurua. Is it okay? Some stomach, it's like some type of level of tzayrak, right? I imagine. I mean, unless whatever. There are some guys who call every single month and every single vest. Like, you know, can it be mutter? Like, okay, I'm not talking about that. What's the pshat that, like, the vest of the rule? The vest of the rule is just a pre-show. In terms of, do you have to. No, all Shabbos. Do you have to do a bedika on the vest of Arzur? What type of vest is it? You have to go out and do a bedika. So the pastor's adav is, even though I saw in Shur Shev, you have to do a bedika, but the pastor's adav is not like the pastor's adav. It's just a prisha, and the minhag in most places on Maisa, we not go ahead and do a bedika. The Beis Yosef brings down another thing called the Avi Yosef. The Avi Yosef says, the guy's mind brings down the Avi Yosef, that. Yom Laila, what's Einas Yom Laila? Kimei Nisan veTishrei, veChatzi Yom veChatzi Laila veTamuz veTevis. They say the Shir Oina, which the Gemara says is going to be 12 hours, which Nisan and Tishrei is going to be 12 hours, and the way you cheshbon is going to be 12 hours. Like the Beis Yosef, nearly Ein Lochish Lekach. Don't be cheshed Avi Yosef that we're always dealing with 12-hour cheshbon. Why? Ma'achas a person is skira, no one person can say it. Listen to the Gemara Mashlei Kopel Ala Yom Laila. The Gemara's mashmi again. V'leidav leil shayis lisko shayis parik ishal mishnah putav yasui dis asam. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says that the mashmois to the Gemara is not like that. The shah person don't bring it, and therefore you don't have to be chayshish for the Avi Yosef. So what's Avi Yosef sheet? The Avi Yosef sheet is that it's a 12-hour cheshvin. It's not so much inus yoyim v'leila. Now, how do you figure out those 12 hours? And we'll be in the car for those 12 hours. So the Bach says that Beis Yosef says that Oina means Oisa Yom Oisa Laila. The Bach says, well, that's not true. Because you find by Damba Sulam, the Gemara says Oina, the Gemara says, over there, the Gemara says Oina means, now Oina over there is going to be 12 hours. It doesn't mean Yoim the Laila, we make a cheshvin of 12 hours. He says, Shalom Ayo, this is what they love. He said, respect and make us light to the Gabe. Need the Nami Oin Yubei Shay, Stavka, Yoim, Elaim, and Yisimi Tishu, the Chatz Yoim. The Bach says, well, didn't we find a Makar Dabra that there is such a concept, a precedent, a Nida, that Yoim doesn't mean day and night, it just means 12 hours by Dama Sulam. So therefore, Zak the Bach, we found a Makar to the alumnus of the Avi Asaf. The Taz brings down the Bach, and he says the dimyan to Damba Sulam is not such a great dimyan. He says because if you have Tashmas like an hour before, or 10 minutes before Alois, 10 minutes before Nates, so then you're going to say, the Messiah says how long are you bleeding for? So it doesn't make sense to say if it's at 10 minutes later. Therefore, being that it doesn't make sense to finish 10 minutes later by Dama Sulam, so therefore over there we're going to say the Zman of the Yud Beis Shayis is going to be split like you're going to do 12 hours. But Mashenkin, we're dealing with Vestas. So it makes sense the Vestas of the day or night. Mashenkin, when you're dealing with Dama Sulam, it could be that that's just Sulam, that's just bleeding. How long is bleeding Machas of Sulam? So we say it's going to be a 12-hour period. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to convey it in Oinus. Mashenkin, when you're dealing with Vestas, it's not going like that. There were places in the Sulam, is made a little different than the Taz, much more Gishmak. He says the verse is like this, that Vestas is telling maybe the sun and the moon, therefore we could say it's telling you the Nage, Shkia, Alois, and therefore that's why it's not going to be telling 12 hours. Dam Basulam is a tibious and serious thing. How long is it because of Sulam? Therefore, over there, it's going to be 12 hours of and it's not going to be totally in the best Yoim Belayla. So in the Shidus Avi Asaf, how do you go ahead and figure out the 12 hours? That's how you're going to figure it out. Taz Vei Baba, what are we going to do? So you say it's 12 hours. So if you're dealing Nisan and Tishrei with 12 hours, is a 12-hour day, it's very good. But let's say you're dealing in the summer, you have an 18-hour day. So what are you going to do about, if you see during the day, how many hours are you going to see? Hu Adin, if you see at night, where it's a, let's say, 6-hour day. So how are you going to cheshbon the hours of the 12 hours? It's going to end up overflowing into the day. And if it has to be boiled by, like, it doesn't understand how it's going to work. And maybe Nisan Tishrei, everything's going to work out. In a regular situation, where it's not Nisan and Tishrei, where the day is longer and the night is longer, how are you going to go in and figure out the hours and how is it going to work? We say it's not 12 hours, it's 12 hours altogether. So now what do we do? Are we doing 6 and 6? Are we doing 12 before? Are we doing 12? We have three options. We can do 6 and 6, we can do 12 before, and we can do, you know, there are a lot of different ways of figuring out. The question is how we're going to go ahead and figure out the cheshbon. So Chassam Sofer Tshuva Gradit says that you always do 12 hours before. That's always the math. See 10 o'clock at night, it's going to be 12 hours before, to 10 o'clock during the day. See, you're always going to go 12 hours before. Therefore, it's like Chassam Sofer, what's going to happen? If you always have to do 12 hours before, so what's going to happen? A lot of times you're going to be usher only chilek of a oino. That's like a little bit confusing and a little bit complicated. Therefore, the urzarua is a step after the aviyasaf. Since it's very confusing if you always do 12 hours before, that's the end of being a chilek of oino as a mutakai zim yasser. That's very confusing for people. Therefore, because of that, the urzarua came along and add on another. Just to finish off that oina and finish it up totally, and that's always going to be also. Same thing. Let's say I see at night, right? I see 10 o'clock at night. So I'm also. What? I'm also 12 hours before. No, but then we did a loy pluk to hasser everything. We don't want to have mixes yoim mutter mixes hasser. So if we just went across the board, we don't want to have a chelik mutter chelik hasser. It's very, very complicated. Therefore, we went and we asked the arzur because I'm safe in shuvah. Because I'm in shuvah. The shach says the arzur is after the aviyasa. The meaning that we did 12 hours before. How are the oinu going to mutter mixes hasser? If we finish with the oinu, let's say 12 o'clock at night.
So arzur is not the oinu before. It's finishing.
No, it is. It's finishing off the oinu before. You always 12 hours before, not the
other. Oh, so that's the
only one, and then we finish off. The Shach's formula is that you're always going to borrow. You're always going to make, if you have an 18-hour day, so in economy, you just do 12 hours around that, and Chelik is the beginning, and the Chelik is the end, it's going to be Mutter. If you have a 9-hour day, so then we're going to split up the day into 24 Chalakim, and 12 hours are going to be Aser. So if it's a 9-hour day, you're going to have to borrow an hour and a half from before an eighth, hour and a half after Shkia, and you're gonna be usher in that time. You're always gonna bar, you know, as you figure out the day making 12 chalakim, and you're always gonna borrow back and forth in order to see whether it's going to be usher, it's going to be usher. Like, I'm gonna get you the minute copy of the Avios of the Taz says also, Tamaniel, the Beisayser says, it's gonna get the Gemara, the Taz also says that, and therefore, Minig in most klai souls not to be chushes for Avi Yosef. Why the chushes more for Azur than Avi Yosef? Wait, yeah, but Jack, why? No. Yeah, probably just because it's possibly way too complicated. And also, if you're doing the Azur, you get some chushes of Avi Yosef. Like one of Minig klai soul is not to be chushes for Avi Yosef.
Going back,
giving
time during the day, and
he
got
our
zero for that, so
it's
much more.
Yeah? Yeah. Fine. But okay, what's Osir during the Shasta? What's Osir during the Shasta Vest? So the Beis brings down, during the Shasta Vest, we think we'll have to do Osir. We can ask the Hachokis, we can ask the Tashamita. Very common style, you get like a Tsiyama Vest, have to separate the beds, get that whole time. Separating the beds, Tashamita, Chipunishik, and the question is what's going to be Osir during the Shasta Vest. So the Beis brings down that the Ma'is of the Mashmuis of Roi Rishonim is that the Osir is Dafka, Isra, and Tasha, Mita. Mashenk, and we're dealing with other things. There is no Chumra on the Yemeves. Preach to some of the best, and I'll be Tasha, some of the Shako Kravis, can Kazaraj Tazabais, Das Rashi, Ben Avram. And Ban, right, but he says the Mice of Moose, Rishon, and Mamash, and Dafka, Tasha, Mita. Other things are going through. The Truman said Dasha, and the Simulation Nun, Claire's the Shaila, what's going to be also during the Shas vest? Is it Tashamita or other things? He starts saying like this. If vests are deraisa, or on the side of vests is deraisa, he says that if vests are deraisa, so we discussed last month. There's Tashamita is Aser, you have Kars on an eagle. Chiv Venishik, Mechaikis Rambam and Ramban, whether it's deraisa, Katsushir, the Sikavu, or it's going to be Darabana, and we said that, you know, we pass in, and it's a camp pass in like the Rambam, that's going to be Daraisa, and there's Achokis, which are Sharakribs, are going to be Darabana. So the lesson says that if it's Daraisa, so Tashtis, if it's Daraisa, should be also Bain, Tasha Mita, Bain, Chivanishik, that both of those are Isurei Daraisa, and if the Chashash is a Chashash Daraisa, it's Mustaver to say that they answered Bain the Daraisa. Anything which is going to be Asa Darabanan. If Asa Darabanan, he says we can start clearing on the side of Asa Darabanan, what's going to be Asa? Do you say maybe Chazal only answered of Asa Darabanan something which would be a Issa Daraisa? Or you say maybe no, Chazal answered something, only something which is Issa Karas, sorry, and maybe the only Machamer which is Issa Karas, Bissalav, maybe they won't go ahead and do it. He goes back and forth different times. We find Chazal Issa Karas or Chazal Bissalav, sometimes we're not. And the Maskana of the Shemizadash, he was being arrived from the Goyiz Maimli. But his Maimli says, Sha'eni Asura Samach Avesta Elo B'Tashmash. He only has B'Tashmash. Ava Shar Precious Leichmirulav, Sha'en Kana Chashash B'Dereyam. He says, only also B'Tashmash. Shar Precious, they weren't Machmer, being that they're born and they weren't Machmer. Talk to me, he says, what does that mean? Shar Precious means Shle'yigaba, Shle'yichaba, or Lachokis. A fuke chivanishik, which is not darabanan, that's going to be that's b'chal tashmish, and therefore it's going to be also. Therefore, he says, "Mashmois of the agoyis maimini is that chivanishik, which is deraisa, is also on yamavas, even though it's only going to be, even though the yamavas is darabanan, chivanishik is going to be also." The Beis Yosef says that the raya from the agoyis maimini is b'chal nishken raya. What's the lashon in the agoyis maimini again? The only answer tashmish, b'shar precious are going. Going to Liga, but Shleichel is going to be Mutta. So Tzedek says like Agosh is says Tashmish versus Sharpricious. Therefore, Chivanishik is Nichlan Tashmish. Everybody else is going to be Mutta. But he says no. He said Tashmish is also as oh everything else Sharpricious, which we could call Chivanishik. And therefore, he says that there's no Rai from the Goyis Maimni. And therefore, he says the Ma'isa Laskam on most places. The Ma'isa Laskam on most places I'm going to be Mutta. How do we passkin for the Geya Chivanishik? So. The Mechaber is Mikol. The Mechaber says that one only has to be Machmer in Tashmish Bavad, Bishas Oina. Before we get to the Pesach, what will be the Svar to say Dafka Tashmish as opposed to Shakrivis will be the attack of the Svartim Mechalik. So we could say Kars versus Lav, that's what the Tumash Deshin is playing with. Another possible Mechalik is based on the Ra we saw. Sefer mentions this in Tshuva. The Ra says that what's the Pshat that the Precious Son of is going to be the Raisa? He says the Pshat is because the Tashmish, Agav, the Chim of Tashmish, that could go ahead and bring the doubt. So it could be Dafka Tashamit is also because that could go ahead and cause the dam to come. Something called Roy Dam Akas Tashmish. Because the Mitzvah is the dam, the Tashmish could go ahead and could bring the dam. So therefore, Dafka, we're going to be Machmer and Tashamit because being that the Tav is that brings the dam. So therefore, on the MFS, it's Kushver. It's saying a Kivan Nisha which doesn't bring the dam. That could be another Svar to say why Dafka Tashmash Mikta as opposed to Chiyuv Benishta. The third Svara, the Chassam Seif and Tshuva says that, very simple. If you're doing Chiyuv Benishta and she says, oh, I feel something, I'm going to come and eat it, so you just jump away and you get to go. If you're being, if you're being Bol Nida and she sees Bensa Maisa, so then very complicated, right? What to do? If you pray a shiver, right? If you jump away, five cars, right? And therefore, by Chivin Nishik is very just easy. You can just pull away. Mashenka, we deal with Tashmish, it's more complicated, and therefore that's what they answer Tashmish as opposed to other things. So it's how do we pass? The Mechaber says only answer Tashmish Amita Bel Vad. So that's what the Mechaber says. They didn't answer Tashmish Amita, and other Kravis, the Maestri, didn't answer. The Taz brings down that Beseisiv holds Motashar Kravis, the Bach holds Machvez Atavalai Bracha, the Linear is Osir Menadin. Taz, my opinion is, it's Osir Menadin to have Chivin Nishik on the Shasavas. What's the Raya? Because we find in Hilchas Avelis that a Chosun whose wife became a Nida, so Loch is, that says over there that she's Osir by Avelis, over there, who's in the Avelis? Over there says Yileish La'achem Bechiv Veganishik Shumei V'Deichishik. Over there it says that by Avelis, if Chassan come Avelis, the Chassan of the Kala, the Loch over there is also even Bechiv Veganishik. And there we see that it's Osir over there. It's Osir. So he says, who are then over here? If we over there, we see it's Osir. So who are then over here? It's going to be Osir. Just like in Hilchas Avelis, we mach on Chiv Veganishik. So to here, we're going to machmer on Chiv Veganishik during the Shasta Vest. The Tosha Shlomim says Yish L'chalik between here and over there. The Tosha Shlomim says that in the Amr Chachim, Shani Hosni Yusuf Katekvay Shloibal. We're talking about Chassan. He never attached to me to ever. Therefore, he has a tremendous Eitzahara. Being a Shavuos Mitzahara, therefore over there, you extra Shmira. Like we see a Chassan, he's extra Shmira. Two Shemrim, one Shemrim, Yoyim, Belayla. We saw Sukkot last month. You have that extra Shmira. Being that extra Shmira, therefore there's extra Chumra to answer even Chivuk Benishik. Mashenken, in a regular situation, we don't have that extra Yitzhak Atokvay, therefore we're not going to answer Chivuk Benishik, and therefore you have no right from that Asadiyah. So the Graz says a different Nosach. The Graz is Nosach is that by a Velis, if you have Tasha Mita, is Asur, Midavei Kabbalah, and the actual Tasha Mita is Asur. Therefore, we go to Zachiv and Nishik, because maybe you'll come to Tasha Mita. So, by the Yom HaVes, Be'etzem, the whole Tasha Mita on the Yom HaVes, that's the Shri Mutter. Kilon Chazal, Ves is the Rabbanon, what they tell you? 1 minute? Huh? Ves is the Rabbanon came along and said, Midrash is Mutar Tasha Mita. The Rabbanon came along and they answered also Tasha Mita. So to answer Chiv Venisha, because you come the day Tasha Mita, he says, like an Eina Gzeira, and if we were Machem Ezei by Mashem, he was Avelis, where the Tasha Mita is also Be'etzim, and Devei Kabbalah. So over there we answered Chiv Venisha, Mashem, over here we didn't answer. Saturday Paschim. The Mechaber says, Mutar. The Taz says he also min adin. The Shach says like the Bach, machmer v'dom elatav lebracha. One who is machmer and chibek v'nishik, one gets a blessing, and it's a very good thing to be machmer. That Vikaron, that's definitely the minhag by Bnei Torah that we're machmer during the Shas Aves. We're machmer on chibek v'nishik and machmer tav lebracha, and we're machmer on chibek v'nishik. So because of the three slavim, Tashamita, also min adin. Chivanishik, Machatev Lebracha, all other chakras are going to be murdered. You have to separate the beds? No, you don't have to separate the beds. When a guy is sleeping, Mita Achas, so the Graz says over here, Afanart, that for Machatev Chivanishik, Koshke Mita Achas, he writes. For Machatev Lebracha, so Koshke Mita Achas, and therefore, he knows that's more common to Gachok, and therefore, Mita Achas, Lamaise, Shmi Machmer, separating the beds, you don't have to be Machmer, it's not called Mita Achas, that's 2 meters, just they're attached. And then it's not going to count. But again, it's not the Arzurua. So make our din, it's Mutter, Shrei Chumri. The whole Arzurua is a Chumra. Chivin Ishig is a Chumra. So make our din, it's Mutter, which is Yisra Seichel. And that's a make our din, it'll be Shrei Chumri, and Lamaisa will be Mutter. Just quick as Kum, so basically came out today that Benegea, the Arzurua, it's a Chumra for B'nai Torah. Mokim Shasakal, the Mimekel, Avi Yosef. the shachos you borrow from the night and the day, the other minute kaisel is not to be machim and nechiv and nishik, that's to make a din, it's mutter, just machim or tavli or bracha. Just in the hemshech,